This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The COVID-19 pandemic has many people wondering about their economic future and the safety of their money. Scott Latham is president of the Alabama Bankers Association. He tells WBHM's Janae Pierre, banks across the state have been preparing for a crisis of this magnitude for years, with help from the Alabama Recovery Coalition.
We certainly, number one, are protective of the people, our customers, the people who are coming into the bank every day, as well as our team members. So our banks, in many instances, have gone to a modified operation plan within the retail locations in ways that certainly have impacted lobby traffic. You're seeing banks do, you know, drive-through transactions primarily with appointments to come into the bank.
Now, you mentioned drive-through traffic, but how much of an uptick are banks seeing in online banking at a time when most of us are being asked to stay home?
You raise a good point. We are seeing considerable upticks in that. We have banks that have rolled out new products that were in the pipeline, that they were able to go ahead and get those online as a result of what we're going through now. So, you know, certainly because of smartphones and because of technology, you and I are likely able to bank from almost anywhere that we've got. So, you know, online bill pay, being able to deposit a check in many instances without, you know, ever leaving your home is now available. So banks are seeing an uptick in that. Consumers are calling in saying, hey, help me get set up. And certainly our bankers are well prepared to do that.
But many people are panicking and withdrawing their money out of fear that everything, including banks, will shut down. What are banks across the state doing to reassure people that their money is safe?
You know, everyone's money is absolutely safe. And we encourage consumers, number one, to rest every night knowing that your money, just as before, is safe. In fact, we suggest that drawing money out is unsafe, just simply to, you know, hide it under the mattress or carry it around with you in your pocket. The money is much, much safer in the bank, and it's a level of protection that consumers don't have when the money is outside of the banking system. Certainly, deposits are insured, and banks have been for years preparing for and responding to various natural disasters, certainly tornadoes, hurricanes. We've seen history of those in our state, and as well, recessions and other times that create fear and uncertainty. Banks are solid. Banks are safe. Banks are secure. And on the bright and sunniest day of the year, when we're the furthest thing from a pandemic, banks are still preparing for times like that.
What is the Alabama Bankers Association doing to help maintain Alabama's economy during and after this crisis?
We certainly are serving as a liaison for our members in terms of, you know, information that's coming down from the regulatory guidance side of things. And again, that's a side that consumers don't see that much. But we are also providing our banks with tools that they can pass on to their customers. And I want to make certain we get an opportunity here to remind consumers that during times like this, that's when fraudulent activity tends to ramp up. And so we are, through our banks, encouraging consumers to take extra precautions to protect their own personal information, because those scammers are going to be working around the clock to deceive individuals.
Scott, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That was Scott Latham, president of the Alabama Bankers Association. He spoke with WBHM's Janae Pierre.